Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine had banked on spending the next 4 years in the White House, but now he has to spend the next 2 years convincing his fellow Virginians to send him back to Washington as a senator. To assist him in that effort, he's been named to the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or the HELP Committee. Kaine says it's been a priority for him.
But for me, HELP was the first committee I wanted to get on when I came here because as a mayor and governor, education and health are the top two line items in your budget.
Kaine says his perch on the Health Committee will enable him to play a key role in both defending Obamacare from being dismantled and working with the GOP to improve the law.
To be right in the middle of the battle about the Affordable Care Act, let's reform it, let's improve it. I'm for all of that. But the notion of repealing it, it would be a disaster. And I love having a front row seat to participate in that battle.
While Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine lost the argument on Obamacare, Kaine says voters didn't ask President Trump to come in and take the rug out from under them.
Taking the lives and health of tens of millions of people and making them fear for their future and making them afraid and doing it without a replacement plan is so potentially catastrophic, not just for health care, but also for the American economy, because health care is 1/6 of the economy, that it is really important that we win this battle.
Then there's the guy who was rumored to be on the top of the list to replace Kaine if he became vice president. Well, that didn't happen, and now Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott is hoping to play a key role in any attempts to rewrite the nation's criminal justice system.
The states have shown that you can significantly reduce crime and save money, or you can play politics and codify a bunch of simple-minded slogans and sound bites and end up wasting money and doing nothing about crime.
Scott doesn't love Republican proposals to maintain some mandatory minimum sentencing requirements. He says even Republican states have moved forward with better plans that Congress needs to learn from.
Texas, for example, was looking at a $2 billion prison expansion required because of their growing prison population. They elected instead to spend about 10% of that on prevention, early intervention, and rehabilitation, and found that they could reduce crime and avoid building prisons. As a matter of fact, they reduced crime so much they didn't have to build any new prisons. They, in fact, closed some they had.
As the top Democrat on the Committee on Education and Workforce, Scott says lawmakers need to focus on the nation's education system as well as its prisons.
By the time you get to the crime committed and calling the police, it's too late to do anything effectively. And I think if the President-elect Trump is willing to invest federal funds in doing something about the problem, the best investment would be prevention, early intervention, and rehabilitation, diverting people from criminal activity to begin with.
With Democrats in the minority, they have few outlets to get their agenda passed, but they're promising to be a vocal minority, which they're hoping voters will reward them for in 2 years. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.